All right, our next speaker is from 420 Radio. His name is Herb Thrasher. Herb Thrasher, and he's going to speak some truth to you as well.
Hey guys, what's going on? Yeah! Loving to wake you guys up this morning. Welcome to Hemp Fest. This is the Super Bowl of the cannabis community. This event right here is it. And you guys are here. Friday was a great day, wasn't it? That's right, dude. We got to turn it into a positive. I saw many people, and it was awesome. It was Seattle. We had a little bit of weather, and no one cared. Because we are freedom fighters, and we don't care. What we care about is what we smoke, and we care about our freedom at these rallies, and that's what we do. As I mentioned, my name is Herb Thrasher. I'm also Scott Gordon. And there's so much going on in the community. I just love being a part of this community. I'm from Oregon, and we just recently legalized in November, and it was freaking awesome. And part of it was because of you Washingtonians. We're teammates. You know, we watched you guys in 2012 legalize, and we choked. And then all of a sudden, we came back, watched you guys. Our legislators learned. We came and bought your weed. And all of a sudden, we came back. We didn't quit. And now we're legalized. The only problem I'm seeing right now is that we're proud of Measure 91, and you guys aren't proud of I-502. We need to turn that around. So hopefully you guys will come into Oregon, buy some of our weed, continue to buy Washingtonian weed, and keep educating your legislators. We had a great medical program through the years, and we kept teaching these guys, and they saw, they knew, they understood weed. They understood what it meant. So now we're in our next phase, which is equality. You know, we legalized, and now it's time to equalize. And part of that, you know, is getting a job without pissing. You guys like pissing in a cup just to get a job, just to get a paycheck, just to support your family, do whatever you want to do. You know, there's a lot of jobs out there doing that, even in Washington, Colorado, and Oregon, where we're freaking legalized. That's bullshit right there. Can't tolerate that. You know, speaking to any of you guys, watch the presidential debate here recently, the Republican debate. You know, we got a bunch of legalized states, and it wasn't even mentioned once, not one time. That's crap right there. There's going to be a bunch of some states in 2016 voting for it. Wasn't mentioned once. You know, there was one cool thing, though. You know, Dr. Ben Carson, everyone's all fired up about him right now. He said one cool thing. He was talking at the end, and he was all, well, you know, when I'm in the operating room, you know, I'm operating on the person. You know, I'm not operating on their skin. Really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't tell who they are. And he's right about that, but you know what else doesn't tell? Their piss. When they piss in a cup, it doesn't tell who that person is. That's crazy. That just tells what he might have smoked 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, last night. Doesn't tell who he is. That's crap right there. So we need to change that. No urine tests, especially in legalized states. And the insurance companies are pushing that crap. If you own a business, please don't urine test anyone. Start changing that. Start talking to your buddies when you're at your business meetings. Find out who is and tell them to stop that crap. We want jobs too. We want to be equal. Speaking of jobs, I'd love, you know, one of my things too, I wear a lot of hats. I'm 420 Radio. I'm Portland Normal because activism is so important. You guys need to be involved in groups. Keep activism going. But I also have a business, Herb Age Designs, right down here at 425. Please support the vendors. So many vendors, so many bands lost their slots on Friday. It's a lot of money, man. We need to support them. Support this event. This event isn't free. Find the donation boxes. Make up for Friday and take care of us. Support. I'd love to see some creativity in this industry. I still see a lot of dabs and bongs, which is great. Dispensaries, which is great. But let's be creative, man. We can do all kinds of stuff. I have seen a lot of creative stuff, but let's keep being creative to keep growing this community. You guys can find me at Herb Thrasher on Twitter, 420radio.org, herbagedesigns.com. And as I said, keep supporting these bands. You know, one of the sponsors right here, Cavi Gold Records, has a great band today playing at 4 p.m. This whole area right here will be rocking today at 4, and that's Lotus Crush. That's just one of many bands that you guys can be supporting, that support this community, that support music, and we've been smoking in our basements all these years listening to this music. So keep supporting these guys. Thank you so much to Vivian McPeak, all the Seattle Hemp Fest crew, Sharon Winston, who runs the vendors. We love you guys. Rachel, speakers, you guys rock!